Ramsey Lewis encouraging us to spring high. All right, we're generating happiness. Another way we can do that is by performing acts of kindness. Yes, simple acts of kindness, complex acts of kindness, acts of kindness. You can perform an act of kindness just about anywhere, just about any time. You can be creative. Like I said, you can make it involved. You can make it pretty simple, super complex. You can devote days to an elaborate project. You can do good in just a few seconds. For example, how about holding a door open for someone? This is the 21st century, and we are into the 17th year of the 21st century. How many of you think it is just plain old, it's lame, it is outdated to be holding the door open for people? Do you think it's a gender thing where, you know, a man sees a woman approaching and she's close enough that it makes sense to hold the door open for her? Hold the door open for her. How many of you see it as just, well, hey, you know what? Whoever, whenever. It could be a man. Seeing a man approaching, and he's close enough that it makes sense to hold the door open for him. So the man who already opened the door is holding it open for the gentleman who's right behind him. How about if it's a lady who got to the door first, and a couple of seconds behind her, a man is approaching the same door? Does it make sense for the lady to hold the door open for the man? Look, man, we're talking acts of kindness. What do you think about that? All right. What about this? A family of folks approaching the door. Someone has already exited the building, and they were holding the door open for the person who was with him. A couple of seconds behind that person, a family of five heading towards the same door. Does it make sense to hold the door open for all five of those people? Holding a door open for someone. How often have you gotten upset when someone really should have held the door open for you, but did not? All right. How about this? You're ready to pay for your groceries. And you have a cart full, basket full, whatever you want. Let's say cart, because I don't want you to think that I'm referring to the smaller thing that you just carry in your hand, like you might be, you know, going on a picnic. Not that. We're talking about a cart full of stuff. Even on the bottom, it's full of stuff. This cart is full of stuff, food, paper towels, you name it. Someone behind you has four items. Do you offer to let them go ahead and check out ahead of you? Or do you say, that person only has four items, and you just let them wait behind you until you take care of your cart full? One way to perform an act of kindness would be by letting that person in front of you. You can smile at a stranger and say hello. I tell you what, it is amazing how we can brighten each other's day by just saying hello, asking a person how they're doing, especially when we don't know each other. We can perform an act of kindness by counseling a friend, by picking up your neighbor's newspaper. Sometimes people are going to be going out of town and they don't want the mail building up. They don't want the newspapers building up because they don't want to announce that they're not at home. You can help. Picking all that up for them, keeping it all stored. They get back home, boom, you turn it all over. You can call an older, lonely person just to chat. Just to chat. People, we know that many, many creatures, including humans, are social creatures. We need interaction. And sometimes that person who's lonely may not always have it within them to reach out to other people. Sometimes if they're constantly reaching out, that can wear them out emotionally because they need someone to reach out to them. At some point, we all need that. We all need to be affirmed as people with value, with worth. And one of the easy ways that affirmation comes is by just simply initiating conversation with each other. Call that older person just to chat, not for advice. I mean, if you need that, a lot of older people would love that too, because you're helping them reaffirm their value. Call, chat. Bring your dog to a retirement home for folks to pet. Talk with your dog. Make sure that your dog is able to handle that kind of attention, being in that environment. And literally, talk with your dog before it's time to go. Tell your dog, you know what, in a few weeks, I want us to start going to a big home where there are a lot of people who live there. And I mean, explain it. I'm telling you, just like our children, dogs understand more than you think. That's why they're able to obey. Tell them what's up and let them know, I'd like for you to go there just so that you can get a chance to help some of those older people be happier just by seeing you and being able to pet you and talk with you. And let your dog know you're not going to let anyone hurt them. Let them know they can get out of the way if it looks like someone is going to try to hurt them, or if the person's maybe not trying to hurt them but just not aware of the fact that what they're doing could be hurtful. Let the dog know you can move out of that person's way. And we can leave anytime we need to. But I really want you to go. Talk to your dog. Don't just throw your dog in that environment. Don't just throw your dog in that situation. Pack up the dog, you know, load the dog up in your car, your truck one day, and you get to the nursing home. Okay, we're going to go in here and entertain some of the older people. No, give your dog time. Bring an elderly person. Help an elderly person get to their car. I know that a lot of us are fully aware of road rage, because it seems like driving is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And folks get upset when people just rudely cut in front of them. How about performing an act of kindness by paying attention to what's going on? You see that somebody in the lane to your right or the lane to your left has signaled with their light, their signal light, that they want to get into the lane that you're in. And you're in position where you can easily slow down just a little bit and let them pull in front of you. Perform that act of kindness. Are you picking up yet on how this is working? I mentioned at the beginning, I wanted us to take a look at how this works for us, generating happiness. And this is the way it's working. I want to go ahead and tell you now, and then you see if it confirms what you've been thinking. When we generate happiness for other people, we also generate happiness for ourselves. Now, let's flip that. When we generate happiness for ourselves, we may or may not generate happiness for others, but there's a good chance, a strong probability, that if we are deliberately doing something for the purpose of generating happiness for someone else, we will also generate happiness for ourselves. I'll be right back.